Well, good morning. This is Rod Carr here, and welcome to Songs of Hope Part 2. Thank you to Doug for Mighty Songs of Hope Part 1, and I really enjoyed that talk by Brett Peatman. And we'll have that talk up on our website within a day or two. That's songsofhope883.com. This morning, we've got a couple of features. We've got our, we're going to have a weekly prayer in a few minutes' time. That's from Ormond Anglican here in Melbourne. We've got Christian News Bulletin coming up near half past the hour. And our story today is the story of Norman Borlaug. And he's a man credited with saving a billion lives from death by starvation. So you'll find that a very interesting story. Plus, we've got lots of great Christian music. Let's start with some hymns in the normal way. This is from Romsey Abbey, Angel Voices Ever Singing. This is Songs of Hope, serving the Christian community in the southern suburbs of Melbourne.
Established it fast by changeless decree, and rounded half cast like a mantle the sea.
Thy bountiful care what song can recite? It breathes in the air, it shines in the light. It streams from the hills, it descends to the plain, and sweetly distills in the dew.
Children of dust and feeble as frail, in thee do we trust, nor find thee to fail. Thy mercies how tender, how firm to the end. Our Maker, Defender, Redeemer.
That was a song of Christian worship and devotion from the London Fox Singers, O Worship the King. We now have Scott Wesley Brown with the hymn Immortal Invisible.
Immortal Invisible, God only wise, in light inaccessible, hid from our eyes. Most blessed, most glorious, the Ancient of Days, Almighty, victorious, thy great name we praise. Unresting, unhasting, and silent as light, nor wanting, nor wasting, thou rulest in might. Thy justice like mountains high soaring above, thy clouds which are fountains of goodness and love. Immortal, invisible, God only wise, we praise you, we bless you, we lift you on high. Immortal, invisible, God only. Great Father of glory, pure Father of light, thine angels adore thee, all veiling their sight. All praise we would render, oh, help us to see, 'tis only the splendor of light hideth thee. Immortal, invisible, God only wise, we praise you, we bless you, we lift you on high. Immortal, invisible, God only wise, we praise you, we bless you, we lift you on high. Immortal, invisible, God only wise.
Our prayer this week is from Ormond Anglican Church, just a few kilometres from the studio here, and the prayer is Rosie Pedersen.
Let's bow our heads and prepare our hearts for prayer. We thank you, dear Lord, our Heavenly Father, that your word is sharper than a double-edged sword. It's living and active. Hebrews 4 says it penetrates even to dividing soul and spirit, joints and marrow, and it judges our thoughts and attitudes of our heart. It is very powerful. And we need to be reminded, Lord, that it is for our good that we listen and then obey. For time with you, Lord, it says a day is like 1,000 years and 1,000 years like a day. So, Lord, we thank you for time you have given us to grow, to love each other, forgive each other, and to start to help others receive your love. For your purposes are always eternal. You are always growing your children to trust you more, and you are always moving your children that don't yet know you to receive your love. May we all hear your voice and promptings clearly so we can make decisive actions to help others move closer to you. And so we bring our personal lives to you now, asking your Holy Spirit to reveal areas that need particular strengthening. Please reveal how you would have us serve in our families, workplaces, and local community. A time now just to think, Father, how would you have us strengthened? How could you help us overcome? Thank you, Father, that you are gentle and patient. So today, Father, we start afresh anew to receive the seeds that you'd have us receive to scatter in all the situations that are lined up ready for us to bring hope. Help us to not feel inadequate, to draw back or to feel doubt. Help us to go one step at a time, knowing that we're supported by you and have got friends alongside to keep going. So thank you, Father, that you put our feet on the straight and narrow path in Jesus' name, and we go out as equipped as soldiers with the whole armour of God on, the helmet of salvation, the gospel shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the belt of truth, the shield of faith, and the breastplate of righteousness. And together we say the Lord's Prayer, knowing, Father, that you're with us every step of the way. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
I have heard of a land on the faraway strand. 'Tis a beautiful home of the soul, built by Jesus on high. There we never shall die. 'Tis a land where we never grow old. Never grow old, never grow old, in a land where we'll never grow old. Never trials are o'er. All our sorrows will end, and our voices will blend with the loved ones who've gone on before. Never
That was David Houston with our first gospel number, The Land Where We Never Grow Old, and that, of course, is heaven. And we now have Jerry Thompson, Learning to Lean.
That is all so real. And all that he's asking is a childlike trust and a soul that is learning to lean. I am learning. Finding more powers than I ever dreamed. I am learning to lean on Jesus. Learning to lean, Lord, I'm learning to lean. I am learning to lean. I am learning to lean on Jesus.
You're listening to Songs of Hope on 88.3, The Sounds of the Bayside.
of the trouble I've seen. No awful body knows but Jesus. No awful body knows of the trouble I've seen. Oh, glory,
wow, what great passion. That was Australian singer Emma Pask. And the trumpet, it wasn't Louis Armstrong, it was Australia's own James Morrison. Nobody knows the trouble I've seen. We've now got, we've got Peter Breen with Footsteps, and then we've got the Christian News Bulletin. So, Peter Breen, Footsteps.
Footsteps walking with me. Footsteps I cannot see, but every move I make and every step I take, I know they're there with me. They walk with me all the way, beside me day by day, through good and bad, through happy and sad, those footsteps won't go away. I'll never walk in life alone. There'll always be someone there. I know he won't let me down. He's with me everywhere. The special things in life I've done have been through him and his love. I've been blessed in so many ways, thanks to the Lord above. Footsteps walking with me. Footsteps I cannot see, but every move I make and every step I take, I know they're there with me. They walk with me all the way, beside me day by day, through good and bad, through happy and sad, those footsteps won't go away. I think that my life's been planned by the one who's guiding me. When I'm led by the hand of someone I can't see, I'm not always sure where to go. That's when I follow his lead. I know that the pathway that he shows will help succeed. Footsteps walking with me, footsteps I cannot see, but every move I make and every step I take, I know they're there with me. They walk with me all the way, beside me day by day, through good and bad, sad, those footsteps won't go away. Yes, through good and bad, through happy and sad, by my side they will stay.
Christian News Bulletin. At least 10 Christian civilians have been killed and thousands need urgent medical attention in Myanmar's Kachin State as the fighting between ethnic rebel groups and government troops in a conflict area rages on, according to reports. The ethnic Kachin civilians were killed in Mansai Township in southern Kachin and in Tanai Township as they sought to flee areas where the fighting is going on, according to Frontier Myanmar. Eternity Magazine reports that a Uniting Church committee has recommended that the church adopt same-sex marriage. If accepted, the Uniting Church will become the first major Christian denomination in Australia to accept same-sex marriage. According to the Christian Post, two-time Academy Award nominee Will Smith has become an Instagram sensation since joining the social media platform just 4 months ago. He has already amassed more than 15 million followers, and in his most recent post, he used his platform to share a message about God.
And the weather today here in the southern suburbs of Melbourne, it's going to be 21 and mostly sunny, no rain. And tomorrow 20 and partly cloudy and not much chance of rain there either. Well, on Songs of Hope, we're coming up, we've got the story of a man who saved a billion lives from death by starvation. But before then, we've got singers Stuart Townend, Tom Reed, Lou Fellingham. But right now, Terry Warren, You Are My King.
I'm forgiven because you were forsaken. I'm accepted. You were condemned. I'm alive and well. Your spirit is within me because you died and rose again. I'm forgiven because you were forsaken. I'm accepted. You were condemned. You
Justice for all, defying the
That was Lou Fellingham singing a Stuart Townend song, The Light of the World. Now, we podcast segments of this program, Songs of Hope, on the internet. Our website is songsofhope883.com. And up there you'll find recordings of segments of the program, the news, the life stories, prayers, talks, music. It's all up there for your enjoyment. And if you'd like to get an email each time we publish an item, an audio item, just go to the bottom of the page, songsofhope883.com, go to the bottom of the page, enter your email address in the space where it says follow via email, click on follow, and then every time we publish a post with a new audio recording, you'll get a notification and you can listen to it. And that's a great way to keep up with what we're doing. Here's Tom Reed, Overall.
Splendor first before all life. Ageless skies declare your words and all your wonder. All creation cries, you are God.
In the 1960s, there were predictions of unprecedented starvation levels in Mexico, India, China, Africa, and Pakistan. Hundreds of millions were expected to die. One man changed all that,
but his name is virtually unknown. He has been called the man who saved a billion lives. His name is Norman Borlaug. Norman Borlaug was an American agricultural scientist who invented high-yield, drought-resistant and disease-resistant crops that broke the starvation cycle and instigated the Green Revolution in the 1960s and 1970s. How did he do this? He did it by crossbreeding wheat strains and introducing new crop management and fertilization techniques. Before Norman Borlaug, many countries like China, India and Pakistan had famines every single year. Now those countries export food because of the crops Borlaug developed. He is one of only six people to be awarded the Nobel Peace Prize, America's Congressional Gold Medal, and the Presidential Medal of Freedom. Norman Borlaug was born in 1914 and raised in the small town of Saudi in Iowa in USA. He was brought up as a Christian and his family were members of the local Lutheran church. As a youth, he worked on the farm. Under his grandfather's influence, he decided to try for higher education. He received his Bachelor of Science in Biology in 1937 and his PhD in Plant Pathology and Genetics from the University of Minnesota in 1942 at 28 years of age. Borlaug contributed to America's war effort. During the war, he worked for a couple of years with the DuPont Company and developed a saltwater-resistant glue to help with deliveries of supplies to troops stranded on beaches. He also assisted with research for other products for the war effort. In 1944, he took up an agricultural research position in Mexico. When he arrived there, he was almost in despair at the terrible situation. The soils were depleted and the crops disease-ridden. Yields were so low that Mexican farmers could hardly feed their own families, much less a hungry nation. During his 16 years with the Mexican Hunger Project, he succeeded in breeding high-yield, disease-resistant, structurally strong, semi-dwarf wheat varieties. By the early 1960s, Mexican wheat output had increased to six times the level of the early 1940s. India and Pakistan sought Norman Borlaug's help, and both these countries saw exponential increases in their wheat harvests, enabling both nations to avoid famine. Prior to 1966, India was an importer of millions of tons of wheat. With Borlaug's help, in under 5 years, India's wheat production doubled and it became a self-sufficient wheat-producing country, with an excess being exported. Borlaug then turned his attention to the Philippines to work on rice, the staple crop for half the world's population. Using the same breeding techniques, Borlaug developed new varieties of rice that produced yields several times the yield of traditional types of rice. His seeds started a rice revolution for China and Asia. Borlaug and his colleagues also revolutionized corn yields with his techniques. His aim was a hunger-free world, and he achieved it. He was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize in 1970. He died in 2009 at the age of 95. Borlaug was a practicing Christian and a lifelong member of an evangelical Lutheran church. His faith was the driving force for all his scientific efforts. When he received the Nobel Peace Prize, he quoted from the book of Isaiah in the Bible as his motivation for what he had done. He was like a Joseph in the Bible account, providing grain to avert famine. Norman Borlaug was a truly great man, and we salute him as a Christian who made a difference. Christians made a difference.
The greatest king above all kings, the Lord of lords, and Prince of Peace. You take away our shame and all our pain. You heal the brokenhearted, then you fill us so completely with your love. Oh. The cry of my heart is you, Lord. The cry of my heart is
now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God our Saviour be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen.
And thank you to Hugh Elphinstone for our benediction now unto him. And our singer of Glory to God was Australian soprano Anna Maria La Spina. And that was a great song of worship to God. Well, we're coming to the end of Songs of Hope for another week, and Bruce Mitchell is in the studio getting ready for his Mighty Basketball program, and I'm sure you'll find that very interesting. And then at 9:30, the rest of the Sunday Sport program will be on here on 88.3 Southern FM. We'll now go out with Lou Fallingham and her band Fatfish with Amazing God.
Looking in the sky, whoever could deny your glory? Gazing into space, how small the human race appears.